So it's interesting. So this patient got RVD, as many people most do, transplant, and then len maintenance, relapse on len maintenance, very common scenario. There are other, and you chose to, add in exazimib, increase the dose of lenalidomide, but there are other approaches to these types of patients. One is to increase the dose of lenalidomide and add ELO. Another is CAR-POM-DEX. There are other combinations that can be considered, and of course, daratumumab. How do you go about deciding specifically what to do for a patient who relapses on len maintenance?
Sure. That's, of course, the $64,000 question. So, and it's the question that we are confronted with virtually every day, multiple times, especially if you have a large myeloma practice. What I do is what I've done for the last 20 years in caring for patients with myeloma. Anytime I have a decision point, what I do is I review all of the treatments that the patients had in the past, whether they responded or didn't respond, but even more importantly, what the toxicities were to see if patients will tolerate things. I also have a strong philosophy that, unlike maybe breast cancer or lung cancer or other diseases, that each combination of therapy should be thought of as a different drug, that Len-Dex is a different drug than bortezomib Len-Dex, is a different drug than ELO Len-Dex. They're all, the combination is magic, that there's something to the combination. So then what I do is I list, just like you just did, all the potential options for the patient. And of course, there's a lack of studies, because they're very difficult studies, that look at sequence of regimens. So that's why, until there is more data about sequence, I really think in terms of toxicity. I want to use the same philosophy. I'm looking for regimens that have a high chance of working, that if they work, that there's a high chance that the patient will be able to continue the regimen for a period of time. So you negotiate. It's always a negotiation with the patient. Do they live far away? In which case, oral agents would be better than infusions. Are they frail? In which case, it would be better to have a regimen where they're being seen frequently in the clinic so that you can keep an eye on them and make adjustments quickly. And then some patients, they've had lenalidomide, they've had horrible diarrhea, so there's no way that you should do a lenalidomide. I'm not a very strong believer in classes of medicines, that which I think, again, is maybe a difference in the solid tumor oncology, that if the patient's progressing on an immunomodulatory agent, then you must not use an immunomodulatory agent the next time. I don't think that holds true in myeloma. I think that pomalidomide can be very effective in a patient where lenalidomide has lost its activity. I think there is a lot of data now to suggest that triple therapy is superior to doublets. So if patients can tolerate it, that's why I like the idea of rather, though I do have patients who have just been on lenalidomide and I'll just increase the dose and add some dexamethasone as the initial therapy, but I do think that that is, has been proven in randomized trials to be inferior to adding elotuzumab to lenalidomide and dexamethasone, for instance, or bortezomib to lenalidomide and dexamethasone. So I think triple therapy as a rule is better, but you have to take into consideration so much of the patient's preferences. And then occasionally you have to take into consideration insurance and what is covered and what's not covered and what's going to have huge copays and what's not going to have huge copays.